भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू दिस मॉर्निंग भगवतम क्लास। टुडे विल रिसाइट कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 वर्स 11। श्री भगवानुवाच निभोत देहं मृतं ब्रवामि मासूयुतं देवं अर्हस्य प्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षि वहाम सर्वे विवशायस्य दिष्टम् निमोताते दामृतं ब्रवीमि आसूयितं देवहर्षं प्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षि वहाम सर्वे विवशायस्य दिष्टम् निभोत्ततेदं नृतं ब्रवीमि आसूयितं देवमहर्षस्य प्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षि वहाम सर्वे विवशायस्य दिष्टा श्री भगवान वाच निबोतते दृतं ब्रवीमि आसूयितं देवमर्हसि अप्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते ततये महर्षि वहाम सर्वे विवसायस्य दिष्टम् श्री भगवान उवाच निबोधतातेदृतं ब्रवीमि आसूयितं देवमर्हसि अप्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते ततैष महर्षिर् वहाम सर्वे विवशायस्य दिष्टम् श्री भगवान उवाच निबोधतातेदमृतं ब्रवीमि आसूयितं देवमर्हसि अप्रमेयम् वयं ब्रवस्ये ततये समर्हसि वहाम सर्वे विवशायस्य दृष्टम्। वट मीनिंग श्री भगवान वाच द सुप्रीम पर्सन लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड निबोध kindly hear with attention. Tata, my dear son, idam, this, rutam, true, bhavami, bravimi, I am speaking, ma, not, asu itum, to be jealous of, devam, the supreme personality of Godhead, arhasi, you ought, aprameyam, who is beyond our experimental knowledge, vayam, we, bhavaha, Lord Shiva, te, yours, tataha, father, esha, this, maharshi, narada, vahamaha, carry out, sarve, all, vivashaha, unable to deviate, yasya, of whom, dishtam, the order. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shurpad Ki Jai. Translation. Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe, said, my dear Priyavarta, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of Supreme Lord, who is beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father, and the great sage Maharshi Narada, must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from His order. Purport. Of the 12 great authorities in devotional service, four Lord Brahma himself, his son Narada, Swayambhu Manu, and Lord Shiva were present before Priyavarta. They were accompanied by many other authoritative sages. Brahma first wanted to impress upon Priyavarta that although these great personalities are all authorities, they cannot possibly disobey the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in this verse as Deva, which means always glorious. The power, glory and potency of Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be diminished. In the Ishopanishad, the Lord is described as Apapa Vidha, which indicates that He is never affected by anything material considered sinful. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam describes Supreme Personality of Godhead as being so powerful that nothing we might consider abominable can affect Him. An example sometimes given to explain the position of Supreme Lord is that of sun, which evaporates the urine from the earth but is never affected by the contamination. The Supreme Lord can never be accused of doing anything wrong. When Lord Brahma went to induce Priyavarta to accept responsibility for ruling the universe, he did not go whimsically. He was following the dictation of Supreme Lord. Indeed, Brahma and other genuine authorities never do anything without His permission. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tene Brahma Rudhaya Adikavaye. The Lord dictated Vedic knowledge to Brahma through His heart. The more elevated it is purified by devotional service, the more He comes in direct contact with the Supreme Person of Godhead, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those who constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Lord Brahma, therefore, had not come to Priyavarta by his own whims. Rather, it is understood that he had been ordered to persuade Priyavarta by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities cannot be understood by material senses and who is therefore described herein as aprameya. Thus, Lord Brahma first advised Priyavarta to hear his words with attention and without envy. Why one is induced to perform certain acts despite his order to do something else is indicated herein. One cannot disobey the order of Supreme Lord even if one is as powerful as Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma, Manu, or the great sage Narada, all these authorities are certainly very powerful, but they do not have the power to disobey the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Brahma had come to Priyavarta in accordance with the order of Supreme Lord, he first wanted to dispel any suspicions that he might be acting as Priyavarta's enemy. Lord Brahma was following the order of Supreme Lord, and therefore it would be worthwhile for Priyavarta to accept Lord Brahma's order as Lord advised. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗಣಾರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನೋಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮೀಶ್ವರಂ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 5th ವರ್ಸ್ 11 and 12. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ 4th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ ಬರೀ ವೆನ್ ಈ ರಿಟೈರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಇವನ್ ಅದರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟುಕ್ ದ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರಚಿತಾಸ್ ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ದಟ್ ಟು ದ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇವಸ್ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ 3 manvantaras ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಟು ರೂಲ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ಸ್ವಯಂಭವನ ಥಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಯವರ್ತ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೂಲ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇಶ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಯವರ್ತ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಹಿಸ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರಿ ಟು ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಥರೋಲಿ. ನಾವು ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಸ್ವೇಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರಿ ಆರ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ಟು ಪರ್ಸ್ವೇಡ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ. ಸೊ ನಾವು ದಿಸ್ ಜಾಬ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಟುಕ್ ಕೇರ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಓವರ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಸೊ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ ಒಬೇ ದ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ವಿ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ವಾಸ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಫೈಟ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ವೈಲೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸೈಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ದ ವಾರ್ ಭೀಮಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ವಿ ನೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ್ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ವೆನ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಿ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ಟು ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ದಟ್ ನಾವ್ ಅವರ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾತ ವಾಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಅವರ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಓವರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾವ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಅವರ್ ರೈಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಶೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಟ್ ಶೇರ್ ಟು ಅಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ ದುಶ್ಯಾಸನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಕುನಿ ದ ರಿಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರೆಷರೈಸ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ದಟ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್. ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ವಾಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್ಫುಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಟು ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಟೋಲ್ ದಟ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ಟು ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ ಯು ವೇಟ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ದಟ್ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಇ ದ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವೇರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವೈ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ಅನ್ನೆಸರಲಿ ವೈ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಬಿ ಸ್ಟೇ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅ ಪಾಯಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿವೋಟೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಾಧೂಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹ್ಯಾಬಿಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಮೈ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಆರೋಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಫೀಟೆಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿರಾಟ್ ವಾರ್ ಸೊ ಬಿ ಅವೇರ್ ಇಫ್ ದೆ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಶೇರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹು ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ನೀತಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕೌರವಾಸ್ ವರ್ ಅಗ್ರೆಸರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ದ ಅಗ್ರೆಸರ್ಸ್ ಅ ನೀತಿ. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಕೇಮ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಇನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ all these warriors, in which his own guru is there, his own grandfather is there, his own kul guru is there, cousin brothers are there. Now he refused to fight. Because what he thought? Niti says, for aggressor you have to kill. But what Dharma Shastra says, even though aggressor may be the grandfather, may be our aggressor. Person may be aggressor, but he is our grandfather, if he is a guru, then we can't do anything. We can't fight with them. So Arjuna refused to fight. I can't fight with them. Because Dharma Shastra don't allow me to fight. But now again, Krishna induced him to fight. Now this was neither Niti Shastra nor Dharma Shastra. It's Adhyatma Shastra. Because it's Krishna's desire, you must fight. So come to more higher level. From Niti to Dharma, Dharma to Adhyatma. And that's what? Here, indirectly, Brahma is indicating that following the order of Supreme Lord is must. It's Adhyatma Shastra. It's much, much, much higher Dharma than ordinary Dharma. So Priyavrata Maharaj may question that Lord did not personally come to me to order. You are coming. How can I say that whatever you are speaking is order of Supreme Personality of Godhead? So now we'll see this theme that whatever pure duty speaks is dictated by the Lord. So there is a famous verse in second canto when Lord Brahma speaks to Narad Muni. Na bharati me anga mrushopa lakshate na vai kvachin me manaso mrushagati na me rushi kaani patantya satpate yan me rdhavat kant vato dhrito hari. He says to Narad Muni, oh Narada, because na yan me rdhavat kant vato dhrito hari, because I have caught the hold of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead with great zeal. Whatever I say, never proved to be false, first of all. Nor is my progress of my mind ever deterred. Nor are my senses are degraded by temporary attachment to matter. So because I'm not attached to matter, I hold the feet of Lord strongly with great enthusiasm. So whatever I speak is perfect. So we know the stages of bhakti from Shraddha to Prema. And when we gradually progress, our anarthas get diminished. When you come to the stage of Nishtha, in the stage of anarthivritti, anarthas are more and test is very less. When you come to the stage of Asakti, Nishtha, there are 50% anarthas remaining. And 50% test develops. And when we cross the stage of Asakti, anarthas are very insignificant. Just like in the clean room, In the clean room, in some corner, there are some dust particles, which we can't see also. So that much small trace of anarthas remain on the stage of bhava. On the stage of prema, it's completely zero. So till the stage of asakti, our material intelligence acts. We think by our material intelligence. There is contemplation, there is thinking. But that intelligence is under the modes of material nature still. It's not beyond the modes of material nature. But moment person crosses from stage of asakti to stage of bhava, now his material intelligence and material mind starts dissolving. His subtle body starts dissolving. It starts developing his spiritual body. And at that stage, whatever person does is not by his material intelligence. He is doing by the samvichakti of Lord, inspired by the samvichakti of Lord. And that is called a dictation of Lord. So, there are many references which has been given in Shastras to prove this, that such a personalities are not ordinary personalities, they are directly dictated by the Lord. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the first chapter only, Krishna Goswami Swami gives beautiful references. He says, Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishna Rasa Rupa Antaryami Bhakta Srishta Edoi Rupa. So we should know that great personalities or spiritual master are the direct manifestation of Krishna himself. Because Krishna manifests in two ways. One is Antaryami Paramatma, another is Bhakta Srishta. Antaryami Bhakta Srishta. Ehi doi rupa. So to prove that point, he gives a reference from the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. The verse quoted by Lord Krishna himself in Uddhava Gita. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanne takarichit namartya buddhyayusuyeta sarvadevo mayo guru. I am that Acharya. Acharyam mam vijaniyam. And you cannot deny the instruction of Acharya because it's as good as given by me only. So that's what Lord Brahma is saying. I am speaking the instruction because I have been dictated by the Supreme Lord. I am not whimsically speaking to you. This is a reference for this. But one may say, Lord is present as an antaryami also. So why not dictating me? By telling through you. So to prove, to counter this point, Krishna's Goswami quote the verse, Jive sakshat nahi tate guru chaitya rupe, shiksha guru haya Krishna mahanta swarupe. Since one cannot visually experience the presence of super soul, he appears before us as a liberated devotee. And when we say liberated devotee, he has to be beyond the modes of material nature. He has to be completely free from the material modes of nature, which happens at the stage of bhava, where modes get dissolved, subtle body get dissolved, and once on the stage of bhava, one is dictated by Supreme Lord. Such a spiritual master is none other than Krishna himself. ईश्वर स्वरूप भक्त तांद्र अधिष्ठान भक्तेर हृदय कृष्णेर सतत सतत विश्राम. अ प्योर डिवोटी कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेज इन द लविंग सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड इज आइडेंटिकल विद द लॉर्ड हु इज ऑलवेज सिटेड इन हिज हार्ट. नाउ दिज आर द बंगाली वर्सेस, बट एन इज प्रूफ फ्रॉम शास्त्र फॉर दिस. सो कविराज गोस्वामी कोर्स कोट दिस वर्स विच इज कोटेड विच इज स्पोकन बाय उद्धवा टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा. दिस वन अगेन फ्रॉम 11th कैंटो. नैवोपयन्त्यपचितस्कवयस्तवेषां ब्रह्मायुषापि कृतरूढमुदस्मरन्ता यो अन्तर्बहितनुभृतम् अशुभं विदुन्वो आचार्य चैत्यवपुषा सुगतिं व्यनङ्ति. सो उद्धवा सेस् ओ लॉर्ड, ट्रांसेंडेंटल पोएट एंड एक्सपर्ट्स इन स्पिरिचुअल साइंस कुड नॉट फुली एक्सप्रेस देयर इंडेप्टनेस टू यू इवन इफ देवर एंडॉर्ड विथ अ प्रोलॉन्ग लाइफ टाइम ऑफ ब्रह्मा. फॉर यू अपियर इन टू फीचर्स एज आचार्य and internally as a super soul to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. So again, Kaviraj Goswami putting the point that Acharya who is coming Krishna in the form of Acharya to dictate us how to come to him. Now we say that Lord don't have four faults: Brahma, Pramat, Vipralipsa, Karnapatava. Tendency to commit mistakes, tendency to get illusion, cheating propensity, and imperfect senses. So what about normal conditioned souls or normal human beings? They have these faults. So Brahmaji is Jiva. How can I accept the thing from Brahmaji? That question may arise in the mind of Priyavarta Maharaj. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, again, Krishna is going to go two verses. Same verses, but a different context. While discussing Prakashananda Saraswati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this verse to him. ब्रह्म प्रमाद विप्रलिप्स करण पटव ईश्वरेर वाक्य नाही दोष सब. वेदाज आर द वर्ड्स ऑफ गॉड एंड वर्ड्स ऑफ गॉड डोंट हैव दोषा बिकॉज इट्स फ्री फ्रॉम ब्रह्म प्रमाद विप्रलिप्स एंड करण पटव. एंड सेम कृष्णास कर सम कोट्स इन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर सेकंड चैप्टर ऑफ द सीसी इन आदिलीला दैट बिकॉज डिवोटीज आर डिक्टेटेड बाय द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ दे डोंट हैव दिस फॉल्ट. ब्रह्म प्रमाद विप्रलिप्स कर्णपट आर्षविज्ञ वाक्य नाही दोष ही सब. नॉट ओनली कृष्णा बट डिवोटीज ऑल्सो डोंट हैव दिस फॉल्ट प्रोवाइडेड आर डिक्टेटेड बाय द लॉर्ड. सो देअरफोर ओ डियर प्रियव्रता, व्हाट एवर आय एम स्पीकिंग इज नॉट विम्सिकली स्पीकिंग, इट इज डिक्टेटेड बाय सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ. सो वी नो वेरियस एक्झाम्पल्स फ्रॉम द शास्त्राज अँड कंटेम्पररी हिस्ट्री ऑल्सो that how this fact is 100% true. So a famous example of Tulsidas, many of you know this example. Tulsidas is a pure devotee of Lord Ram. He used to always recite the Lord Ram's name. He composed the Ramacharita Manasa. So Tulsidas was happened to sitting on the Vyasasan, and one lady, and he closed his eyes, he was wrapped in meditation, and one lady happened to come and happened to touch his feet, and as usual Tulsidas gave blessings, sabhagyavati bho. And then people started criticizing Tulsidas. What kind of blessings are you giving to him, giving to her? Just now she lost her husband. And she is about to, we are about to take his body for funeral. And she is taking your blessings and you are taking sabhagyavati bho. And he says, but whatever I speak is dictated by Lord Ram to me. I never speak with my, whatever I speak, Ram is speaking to me. So people started criticizing him. Oh, that means Ram is speaking through you. So, can she remain Sabhagyavati? She says, since Lord Ram has spoken through me, definitely Lord Ram will bring her soul back to her body, back to his body. So do that, people asked him. And he started praying to Lord Ram intensely, that you have spoken this word through my mouth. Now it's your duty to fulfill whatever words you have spoken. And intensely started praying to Lord Ram. And within a few moments, that body again get awakened. and that soul again returned to the body. So this happened with Tulsidas. In Maharashtra also, it happened with Sant Gnaneshwar also. Same thing happened. Sant Gnaneshwar touched the body of that dead body and person get awakened because Lord is speaking to the pure devotees. Famous example from Mahabharata. We know that after the when Arjuna won the hand of Draupadi in the war, and they took Draupadi to the hut where the Pandavas were living, Kunti was cooking her food, and as usual they used to bring arms and they used to distribute. So they bring the Draupadi, and just to tease Kunti, Bhima said that today we have got a very nice arms. So Kunti, without saying what's happening backside, distribute among your brothers. That's what she said. And after that, she looked back. And she said, oh, it's a Draupadi. It's a daughter-in-law who came. And I told that you distribute this among your brothers. Now what to do? So Arjuna says, how can this happen? Because a lady cannot be distributed among the others. It is won by Arjuna. So only one person can marry to her. But Kunti says, till this point, whatever I spoke never went wrong. I never spoke wrong. I never spoke anything which is adharma to this point. So I don't know what to do. So that time Lord Krishna said, and says, actually, Supreme Lord himself spoke to Kunti. Because it was the destiny of Draupadi. In previous life only, Draupadi prayed that I must have a husband who is very beautiful, who is very dharmic, who is very powerful, who is a great charioteer, and who is expert in astrology. All these five things she asked to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva says, you cannot get these things in one person. You will get in five different personalities. And same lady came as a Draupadi in this lifetime. And it was her destiny that she should marry to all of you, five Pandavas. So from the examples we can see that Kunti, simple lady like Kunti, because she was a pure devotee, Supreme Lord was speaking through her. There are many instances of Srila Prabhupada also. One reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how can you write so many books in such a vast speed? So Prabhupada says, Krishna dictates me this purport. And the reporter got bewildered. What do you mean Krishna dictates my purport? So a disciple was sitting nearby. He said, Krishna dictates means Krishna gives the intelligence, and by the intelligence Prabhupada writes a purport. And Prabhupada looked at the disciple. Who says you like this? He again told the report, Krishna dictates me this purport personally. Srila Prabhupada, many times we found that Srila Prabhupada used to read his own books, used to release his own books. So again, once disciple asked him, Prabhupada, you are reading your own book. Generally, we don't read our own book. But you are reading your own book. So Prabhupada says, I have not written these books. Krishna personally dictated me these books. So also, a famous example of Mayapur case, we know that in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada was on the terrace of Gada building. And the temple had not been constructed yet. And that time, Bhavanand Prabhu and many others, they were discussing that we are establishing Radha Madhav here, Prabhupada, but we require dedicated pujaris. Who will worship this Radha Madhav? I don't think, because that time Mayapur was a very austere place, and in ISKCON practically, the devotees are from West only. Indians were very few. Every day we are reading from the I will build a temple for you. So many pastimes are there. Prabhupada, practically there was no Indian persons in ISKCON. And that too dedicated life for serving the Radha Madhav. So he will do that. And that time two hippies came. They were not connected to ISKCON. They just came to the Mayapur place. And Prabhupada saw them. These two hippies will worship them. And devotee got bewildered. How can the Prabhupada say like this? And these two hippies turned out to become Janyavas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu, who worship the Supreme Lord. So you can see whatever Prabhupada is speaking, they're completely dictated by the Lord. As just now I mentioned about I'll build a temple for you. So I'll tell that pastime also. That we can see in Prabhupada's life that when Prabhupada has established a league of devotees, his case was quite strong. He has the agreement, return, the place has been given to him, but somehow or other, Mrs. Munshi, she wanted that place for Mahila Sangha Samiti, for empowerment of women. And Prabhupada has all documents. If Prabhupada would have fought at that time, he could have easily won. But the moment she started interfering, she thought that I'll leave that place. Okay. Prabhupada left that place and moved ahead. But in case of Juhu, we see that how much complication was there. We're reading every day. Practically, place was austere, all these person dealing with demons and politicians. They have the experience of how to cheat the people. Previously, the Mr. N had cheated many people. C company, many people have cheated. Prabhupada don't have expert follower at that time. They were very innocent Western disciples who don't know about Indian systems. Apart from that, Prabhupada was not staying constantly in India. He was traveling throughout the world. And to highest extent, disciples getting frustrated, cancel the deed, cancel the agreement. To that extent, things have happened. Still, Prabhupada persisted. Because Krishna was giving within from heart the dictation to him that you can hold this land. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. And finally, Prabhupada won this case. So, principle again that pure devotees are working under the direction of Samvi Shakti of the Lord. So here, one more word comes in the verse. Asuyami. That do not envy. So one cannot envy the Lord and doubt his intention. Because Parikshit Priyavarta Maharaj may doubt that why Lord want me to come into the material life. I am a renounced person. I am doing this for coming to you. And that's what Lord desire is there. That every soul should come to him. And I am doing that already. So he may hate the Lord or he may envy the Lord. So here Brahma says, Ma Asuyam, don't hate or don't envy the Lord. Because plan of Lord is very difficult to understand. It's very tough to understand plan of Lord. Krishna also himself says in third canto, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ye me matam idam nityam anutishthanti manava shaddhavanta anusuyanto mucchante te pikalmasha nebi karma bhi. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and follow these teachings faithfully without envy, become free from bondage of fruity actions. But what happened to those who envy the Lord? Here the next verse, Lord himself says, Ye to etat abhyasuyanto anutishthanti me matam sarvajnan vimudamstam vidya nishta chetasaha. Krishna says, but those who out of envy disregards my teachings and do not follow them regularly are to be considered bereft of all knowledge. Sarvajnan vimudamstam. Befooled and ruined in their endeavors for perfection. So if you envy the Lord, you only get befooled or ruined in your perfection. Right now you may be thinking, Priyavarta, that by not following instruction of Lord, I will attain perfection of devotional service. But no, you cannot envy the Lord like this. In this way, Brahmaji explains this word. So famous verse from first canto, we know, the plan of Lord is very difficult to understand. Brahmaji explains. Nahi yasya karshit rajan puman veda viditstam yad jigyasa yukta muhyanti kavayopihi. Greatest of the kavis, greatest of the learneds cannot understand the plan of Lord. So we have to go along with the plan of Lord. So we have example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was a pure devotee. He was on the stage of bhava. But on the stage of bhava, can one experience thirstiness? Practically, no one experiences thirstiness on the stage of bhava. Because such a person is free from anger, thirst, hankering, all these things he is free from. Many verses are there in Bhagavatam to support this statement. So Parikshit Maharaj on the stage of bhava, still he feels thirsty. And in that thirstiness, he put a dead snake on the body of Samikrushi. How can pure devotee do like this? Again, he got a curse. After getting cursed also, he has ability to counter curse that. Many sages were there to help him to counter curse this curse. Still, what he says? This Shapa, Supreme Lord came to me in the form of Shapa. Tasaivyamyagasya paravareshu vyasakta chittasya gruhesha bhishnasha nirvedhamulo dvijashapa rupo yatra prasaktam bhayamashudhatte. Why should I counter curse this? Supreme Lord came in the form of Shapa, Dvijashapa Rupu, because he wanted me to get out of this material conditioning, material life, and completely focus on him. and left that place, came to the Ganga, Haridwar. Now how can you understand that this is the plan of Lord? Shukadeva Goswami, who never stays in one place more than the time for milking the cows, he came there without calling. And he was ready to answer Parikshit Maharaj's question and ready to guide Parikshit Maharaj, dictate Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days and 7 nights, which is quite impossible in another case. All these cases indicate that all these things were dictated by the Lord so that Bhagavatam will come out. So, we cannot understand why Supreme Lord is doing through devotees certain activities. Again, Bharat Maharaj. From the fifth canto, we take lesson from Bharat Maharaj that Bharat Maharaj attached to deer. And because of his attachment, he became deer in next life. Okay, for taking lessons, Acharya do give these lessons for people like us who are conditioned. But Acharya also says that Bharat Maharaj was on the stage of Bhava. And on the stage of Bhava, one cannot get materially attached to any other entities. So how can Bharat Maharaj get attached to deer? It was again ordained by the Lord to intensify his devotion towards him. So when he attained the body of Jada Bharata, his devotion was tremendously intensive. And for that purpose, Lord himself arranged. That's what Acharya explains. Same with the case of Indradyumna Maharaj. Indradyumna Maharaj was completely wrapped in attention, in meditating Supreme Lord. Agastya Rishi came, he didn't notice also. But Agastya Rishi felt offended. He said, dumb and fool person, can't respect the saintly personalities. Let him become elephant. No, Agastya Rishi was a sage. Again, he's a powerful sage. How can this powerful sage, Brahmana, who is, Brahmanas are free from all this man, apman actually. They are shanta, they are tolerant. Such an insignificant offense, how can they get angry? Again, it's ordained by Supreme Lord. So that, very quickly, he can come to him. Same with the case of Chitrakita Maharaj also. Chitrakita Maharaj, again, he saw personally Lord, face to face, in the form of Sankarsana. Pure devotee, on the stage of prema, not in the bhava, on the stage of prema. This too is the stage of bhava also, at least. But he was on the stage of prema. But he started joking with Lord Shiva, and he got cursed by the Parvati. So how this can happen? Person on the stage of prema, how it can happen to him? Again, it is ordained by Supreme Lord. Why? Because Supreme Lord says there is some slight complacency, because he was staying with the Vidyadharas, Chitrakita Maharaj. Slight complacency is the practice of the Chitrakita Maharaj. So to remove this complacency and intensify the intensity, he gave him birth of a Vritrasura. And with the birth of Vritrasura, his intensity was beyond the expectations also. So all this is indicate that to understand the plan of Lord is very, very difficult. So that's why in the next verse, Brahmaji says, don't think that because you are intelligent, you know the Shastra, you are yogi, you can overcome the plan of Lord. So next verse is, Natasya kashchi tapasa vidyayava, na yoga virye na maneshayava, na ivartha dharme parato svatova, krutam vihantam tanubhrit vibhuyam. So translation says, one cannot avoid the order of Supreme Lord, not by the strength of several austerities, an exalted Vedic education or power of mystic yoga, physical prowess or intellectual activities. Nor can one use his power of religion, his material opulence or any other means, either by himself or with the help of others, to defy the order of Supreme Lord. That is not possible for any living being from Brahma down to the end. So, no way there is choice for you to avoid the instruction of Supreme Lord. So we may be willing to do something, but if Lord instructs, we have to follow that. We have example of Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord personally, before doing austerity, he has desire to achieve the position of greater than Lord Brahma. But when he saw the Lord and Lord touched his counsel to Dhruva Maharaj, his desire transformed. And now he didn't want anything. But Lord told him, now you have to sit on the throne. And not only that, you have to rule 36,000 years, you have to rule. I don't want, no, you have to rule. That's my order. You have to follow that. So despite no desire, Dhruva Maharaj followed this order. Why Lord ordered Dhruva Maharaj like that? Because when person is detached, he sits on the throne. He don't act selfishly. He always acts for the benefit of people. He helps the people to bring the all conditioned souls to Krishna. So that's why such a kings are required. Whole Mahabharata war has been organized by the Lord. how much killing happened in the Mahabharata war? 166 crore people has been killed in the war of Mahabharata. That's a figure given by the Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata. Prabhupada says 64 crore, but Mahabharata actually 166 crore. That's a figure given. So such a huge massacre, more than population of India. Current population around 140 crore, India's. People got killed in the Kurukshetra war. Why? Just to make Yudhishthira Maharaj on the throne. Sit Yudhishthira Maharaj on the throne. So that other people will follow his saintly behavior and they will achieve the perfection in their life. Same in case of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj never wanted throne. He never wanted to entangle into the throne. Again, Krishna or the Lord Narasingha order. No, you have to rule. It's my order. So that's a Prahlad Maharaj rule. Example of Brahma Patnis we know. Brahmana Patnis. Brahmana Patnis disobeying the order of their husband, which is very audacious in the Vedic time, which is very considered sinful, that to Brahmana's wife, to disobey the order of their husband and come to Krishna bringing all the bhogas, because they have intense attraction for Krishna. And they came with the intention that now we will not go back. We will stay with Krishna only. We have given up everything. We have to just serve Krishna. We have to stay with Krishna. But Krishna ordered them, no, go back. How can you say, go back? Our husband will not accept us now. They will derail us. Don't worry. I am studying their heart. I will make sure that they will accept you. Just go, you follow my order. So even though they don't want to follow the order of Krishna, but because Krishna ordered them, they followed and they went back to their husband. Now we'll see some of the examples which devotees don't follow the order, what happened to them. The famous example of Lord Brahma himself. When Brahmaji was praying, as expressed by Mother Earth, for supreme lord to appear, because earth was filled with the many demonic persons like Kamsa, Jarasandha. What supreme lord told? Soon I will appear on the planet earth, and you along with the all demigods also appear in the various families of Yadu dynasty. What about you and all the demigods also appear? So when demigods were standing there to hear the instruction of the Lord, Brahmaji dictated the message same to the demigod. And what is it? Lord told, all of you appeared in the family of Yadavas to help the Lord. He skipped himself. He just said, you. He skipped himself. So Brahmaji didn't appear. All the demigods took birth. And that's the reason Brahma Vimandila happened. Because Brahmaji did not follow the instruction of Lord, he got bewildered by Lord Krishna, and whole Brahma Vimandila happened because of that. When Lord told Yudhishthira Maharaj, you speak lie, because it's necessary to kill the Dronacharya. Yudhishthira was hesitant to speak lie. How can I speak lie? The Lord has to convince Yudhishthira Maharaj, no, for the dharma's sake, you have to speak lie. So he thought, I cannot speak full lie. I'll speak half lie. So what he told? When Dronacharya asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, what happened to Ashwatthama? He says, Ashwatthama hata, loudly said. And very softly said, Narova Kunjarova. I don't know whether elephant or a man. But Krishna expertly blew conchil at that time. When Yudhishthira Maharaj spoke Narova Kunjarova, Krishna blew conchil. And Dronacharya could not hear Narova Kunjarova. And he gave the weapon. So it is said, as per Dharma Shastra, that Yudhishthira Maharaj's chariot used to drive about 2 inches of the ground, because he was following Dharma perfectly. He never spoke lie. But because he spoke lie, his chariot got down. That's a dharmic understanding. But devotees or acharyas give understanding that because he was hesitant to follow the instruction of Krishna, because of that, his chariot got down. And this is the reason, momentarily, he has to see the hell also. Mahabharata explains this. Momentarily, he has to see the hell. So that happens when one does not follow the instruction of Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also, beautiful discussion of Vallabha Bhatta and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So, Vallabha Bhatta was little proud of his devotional service and scholarship, all those things. So when he started glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, actually it's not because of me. It's because of all these wonderful Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya, Ramananda Rai, Sarva Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar Goswami. It's because of these Vaishnavas you are glorifying me actually. They give me knowledge. Ramananda Rai give me knowledge. Sarva Bhattacharya give me knowledge. I don't have anything knowledge. I am very simple, Mayavadi Sannyasi. How can you glorify me like this? So much glorification Mahaprabhu did, that Vallabh Bhatta has a little envy about him. He asked Lord, where are they? I want to meet him. So my Lord says, generally they stay in Bengal and various other places, but once in a year they come here during Rath Yatra, and this is Rath Yatra period. So they all come here, Jagannath Puri only. And they are staying in various quarters. You go and meet them personally. So he used to go, Vallabh Bhatta used to meet various devotees. But he thought that actually I am more scholar than all these devotees. So once he wanted to recite some commentary he written about Srimad Bhagavatam to Advaita Acharya. Advaita says, no, I don't understand Bhagavatam anything. He went to Lord. Lord says, I don't understand Bhagavatam anything. Finally went to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was a very simple devotee. He knows that Lord will not be happy. But still, I cannot offend Vallabh Bhatta also. So he heard and internally prayed to Krishna. Oh Krishna, please, please, please forgive me for this offense. And finally, Lord Vallabh Bhatta told Advaita Acharya. Because envy was not going. How can you chant loudly the name of Lord? We are Prakriti. Lord is a Purusha. And by that relationship, we are wife of Lord. Prakriti is wife of Lord. And in cultured families, wife doesn't take name of husband openly. That's not proper culture. And you are doing this. How can you do this? Pativrata hayapa patira nama nahi laya tomara krishna nama laha kona dharma haya. It is duty of chaste wife devoted to her husband, not to utter the husband's name. But all of you chant the name of Krishna. How can this be called as religious principles? When Advaita Acharya heard this, he said, I can't answer this question. Lord is standing here. Why don't you ask him? So when Lord heard this, Lord answered that, Shuni Prabhu kahina tumi na jane dharma marma, Swami agya pale ei pativrata dharma. My dear Vallabh Bhatta, you do not know the religious principles. Actually, first duty of the chaste woman is to carry out the order of husband. Patir agya nirantara tandra nama laite. Patir agya pativrata napare langhite. The order of Krishna is to chant the name incessantly. Lord himself order. Satatam kirtayantam avitanta siddhudhata. It's Lord's order. Man mana bhavan bhakta madhyajyavanos kuru. Saravadharam pratyagya mamekam sharanam raja. Therefore, one who is chaste and devoted to the husband Krishna must chant the Lord's holy name. For she cannot deny the husband's order. So, clearly Lord Chaitanya says that one cannot deny the husband's order. Now, to whom he is telling? To Vallabh Bhatta, who is Acharya of Sampradaya, for future Acharya of Sampradaya. To him, Lord is telling this. That under that circumstance also, you cannot disobey the order of Supreme Lord. We know the example of that famous example, why Gaudiya Matha, despite being such a powerful devotees, such a powerful acharyas, what a power of devotee of disciples of Bhakti Samhita Thakur. These four verses of his Pranati Mantra, which are very difficult even to pronounce sometimes. Shivar Shabhana Videvi Daitaya Krabdaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhavinama Madhurya Jala Premadya Shri Rupa Udaga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karana Shakti Vigraha Namaswati. Such a difficult verses. All these verses were composed by the Ananda Shanti Prabhu spontaneously. On the Ananda Vasudev Prabhu spontaneously on this Vyaspuja. When we give a Vyaspuja offering, we have to prepare half an hour before back. What point to speak. But she just went there and spontaneously composed these verses. That kind of scholarship these devotees had. Such a powerful scholars, Sri Thakur could be able to attract in the Gaudiya Math. And despite having this, we saw that when Acharya left, Saraswati Thakur left, there is a fighting and disintegration happened because they did not follow the instruction of Saraswati Thakur, which is to establish GBC and cooperatively work under the guidance of GBC. They could not be able to do that. So, they did not follow the instruction of Supreme Lord coming through the Acharya. But now, again, Priyavrata Maharaj in dilemma. Previously, who instructed Priyavrata Maharaj to renounce? Narada Muni. Who is he? Mahabhagavata, Mahajana. So Krishna was speaking through him also. Through Brahma, Krishna is speaking, or Lord is speaking. Go back to Grihastha life. Take the role of kingdom. So he may get confused. So Vishnu Thakur says, But just Lord makes me take up the kingdom through you. He makes me renounce to Narada. Which do I decide? Confusion of following multiple authorities. A famous problem in ISKCON. How to resolve this? So to resolve this, actually, Prabhupada gives purported answer that Yukta Vairagya. Best is follow the both. Follow instruction of both. Satisfy Narada Muni also, satisfy Brahma Ji also. How? What was Narada Muni instruction? Engage completely in devotional service. Fine. What was Brahma Ji instruction? Take up the role of kingdom. Take up the role of king. Enter into the material life. How to balance this both? Remain in material life, being detached. Anasaktasya Vishayan. Consider everything as an opportunity to serve Krishna. Engage everything in the service of Krishna. By that thing, one will not get entangled. And this is satisfy both. That's how Prabhupada answered this in the purport. And we know the famous incident in first canto that when Ashwatthama was caught up, Krishna told Arjuna, kill him because he's an aggressor. And when he brought it in front of Draupadi, Draupadi told him, Bhima told him, kill him because he's such a rascal person. But Draupadi told Arjuna, don't kill him. Because he's son of her guru. And guru's son cannot be killed. He's a Brahmana also. So now how to resolve this contradiction? So now Arjuna was looking towards Krishna. Oh my dear Lord, what should I do now? Should I follow Draupadi? Or should I follow Bhima? Or should I follow you? And Krishna was a spiritual master also. So for whom should I follow? And all three are, one is Lord and two are pure devotees. Whom to follow? So Krishna says, you act in such a way that both will get satisfied. Now what to do? But because Arjuna was also in touch with Krishna, Arjuna was a pure devotee, Krishna dictated from within to Arjuna what exactly to do. And Arjuna just removed the pearl which is there in the head of a Ashwatthama. So removing the pearl is as good as insulting Ashwatthama, is as good as killing Ashwatthama, is as good as dead. His power will be reduced. So he can't survive anyway with same power. So he's dead and he's not dead also. He's alive. So in this way, Arjuna satisfied both Bhima and both Draupadi. So similarly, Lord is telling Brahma, satisfy me also and satisfy Narada also by going to this material life, being detached, engaged in devotional service while remaining in the material life. So to follow the contradictory instruction, one must intensely pray to Krishna. Please give me the intelligence to satisfy both. And then one should act accordingly. So these are the few thoughts on these two verses. So I would like to stop here. Anybody would like to ask any question or comment or any correction? Most welcome. Okay. Thank you very much. Granthashmi Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.